Thanks for listening to Benefit from the Bible. We believe the Bible is God's Word for our temporal and eternal benefit. God bless your listening.
We praise God the Father and His Son, who has given us new life through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Warning, the following sermon can be contagious. It has a strain that can infect Christians and make them have a stronger faith. It is also dangerous to one who only has a worldly faith, a faith of the unbeliever. Consider yourself warned. This is a disclaimer. Them dry bones, now hear the word of the Lord. You have it printed out in your bulletins, the first 14 verses of Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel wrote, "The Lord laid his hand on me, and by his spirit took me out, and put me down in the middle of a valley that was full of bones. He led me past them all around. There were a great number lying on the floor of the valley, and they were very dry. Son of man," he asked me, "can these bones live?" "Lord God," I answered, "you know." "Prophesy about these bones," he told me, "and say to them, dry bones, listen to what the Lord says. The Lord God says this to these bones, I will make breath enter into you, and you will live. I will put sinews, muscles on you, have flesh come on you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you so that you will live and know I am the Lord." Ezekiel continues, "I prophesied as I was ordered. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and a rustling as the bones came together, one bone to another. I saw sinews coming on them, flesh came on them, and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. Prophesy to the wind," he told me. "Prophesy, son of man, and tell the wind, the Lord God says this, come from the four directions, O wind, and breathe on these slain peoples so they will live." So I prophesied as he ordered me, and breath entered into them. And they stood on their feet, a very great army. "Son of man," he said to me, "these bones are the people of Israel. They are saying, our bones are dry, and we have lost all hope. We are completely cut off. So prophesy and tell them, the Lord God says this, I will open your graves and raise you out of them, O my people, and bring you to the land of Israel. Then you will know I am the Lord. When I open your graves and raise you, O my people, I will put my spirit in you, so you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know I, the Lord, said it and did it, says the Lord." In the name of the Holy Spirit, He who puts spiritual life into you and me. Amen. To understand today's text, the text demands two things: that you know the historical background. This story that is presented here about the bones in the valley comes in a historical setting where the children of Israel have been hauled away by Nebuchadnezzar from Jerusalem and are now captives in Babylon, present-day Iraq. And besides that, they are spiritually ruined, besides being physically captive. But there's something else about the text. It's a prophecy. and it's multi-level.
In every verse of the last ones, 11 through 14, there are three levels of meaning. And we're going to take it apart. One, two, three, so that you see what it applies to and how it is also a prediction about you here at Bethlehem today. Well, let me set the tone by reading those first verses again. The setting is this: the Lord laid his hand on me, says Ezekiel, and by his Spirit took me out, lifted me up, put me down in the middle of a valley that was full of bones, a vision, if you will. He led me past them all around, took him on a little tour. He says, there were a great number of bones lying on the floor of the valley, and they were very dry, brittle, no life in them whatsoever. Son of man, he asked me, can these bones live again? Now, Ezekiel's very smart. He says, only you know, Lord. I'll leave that in your hand. You work 24/7, not my problem. And so God says to Ezekiel, prophesy about these bones and say to them, dry bones, listen to what the Lord says. That takes us back to that song that Harold sang for us, the spiritual. Originally, dem bones, dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. Lord says, listen to what I say. The Lord God says this to the bones, I will make breath enter into you, and you will live, you will resurrect. I will put sinews on you, have flesh come over you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, so that you will live and spiritually know that I am the Lord. Not just the Creator, but also the Savior. Well, that's the plan, in a sense. But now we have to look into the divine plan a little deeper. And that comes in verse 7 and following, where Ezekiel carries out the command. God speaks. Like in the beginning, let there be light, and the light shone. God said, speak. Ezekiel speaks. He says, I prophesied as I was ordered. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and a rustling as the bones came together. You can just picture it, little bones walking all over the valley, the hip bone getting connected to the leg bone, the whole bit. That's what it was about. One bone to another, I saw sinews. Muscles coming on them. Flesh came on them. Skin covered them. But there was a problem. No breath was in them. They're still as dead, even though they look to be constructed the right way. And that takes us then to this next part where we deal with the word wind. Prophesy to the wind, God told me. Prophesy, son of man, and tell the wind, the Lord God says this, come from the four directions, O wind, and breathe over these slain people so that they will live. So I prophesied as he ordered me, and breath entered into them, and they stood on their feet, a very great army. Now in the last verse of this text, God says, I will put my spirit in you. That word for spirit is the same word in the Hebrew as the word for wind. It's the Hebrew word ruach. You know it from the beginning of the Bible. And the spirit, the ruach of God, hovered, moved across the face of the waters in the creation. That word is used in three ways in the Bible. It can be used of the Holy Spirit. It can be used of your spirit, that you are body, soul, and spirit. And it also can be used of wind. Now, really, it's a reference to the Holy Spirit. Because just because the wind blew, that would hardly give life to the bones that have been put together, correct? You need something more than just air. It's just another way of speaking about the Holy Spirit. I said, winds come from the four directions. That's how the Holy Spirit works. He's all over the world converting people and putting spiritual life into them, as he is also their creator, and puts physical life into them at their birth in a hospital. So we have the setting here. A very great army arose. Now we get to the difficult part. Well, not that difficult, just time consuming, because we have to see the next verses on three levels. Level one, level two, level three, and we have to know the meaning for each level, and we have it spelled out for us in Scripture. First of all, we have to realize these people were captives in Babylon. They had lost their hope. They are dry bones, if you want to say. They've given up all hope of ever going back to the homeland. In fact, the first generation, most of them have died out during the 70 years of captivity. Their children are alive, well, somewhat alive. They're not very alive spiritually, though a few listened to Ezekiel the prophet while he preached to them. But basically, at best, they wanted to go back to the homeland. That's just what you should do if you're German, right? You want to go back to Deutschland, okay? Something like that. Well, in any event, that's our first level. They have to get from Babylon, this new generation that's held captive, to get back and rebuild the temple in Jerusalem so that when Jesus is born, and after he has lived 40 days, Mary and Joseph can take him to the temple to present him before the Lord. But if they don't get back there, Jesus isn't going to be born in Bethlehem, nor will he have a temple to stand in. So therefore, the first level is how God's going to resurrect the people by bringing them from their captivity back to the Holy Land. That's the first verses of the book of Ezra. Listen carefully. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia. Remember, the Persians have now overthrown the Babylonians. They are the world power. And their new king is Cyrus, who is going to let them return home. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord's promise stated by Jeremiah. There had been a prophecy about this. Oh, it was about to come true. And so the Lord moved Cyrus, king of Persia, to send this announcement in writing through his whole kingdom. God is at work. He made a promise to send the Savior. He has to have a master plan to get the Savior to be born in the Holy Land. So he's got to get his people back there. And this is what the king wrote. Cyrus, king of Persia, says, "The Lord, the God of the heavens, gave me all the kingdoms of the world." Remember what Jesus said to Pontius Pilate? When Pilate said, "Don't you know I have the power to crucify you?" Jesus said, "You wouldn't have any power at all if it wouldn't have been given to you from on high." Well, God is in control of Cyrus also. And Cyrus says, "He, that is God, ordered me to build him a temple in Jerusalem in Judah. Any of his people who are among you, any of you Jews who are captives, his God be with him." Some were in Babylon. Some were in Susa in Aram. Iraq, Iran, it was all over there in that time. "They should go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem." And it happened, according to the prophet Jeremiah. He said, "You will be captive in a foreign land for 70 years. And on the very spot when the 70 years was up, Cyrus wrote this decree and let the Jews go back home. A very great army, if you will. Why? Because 50,000 of them returned with Zerubbabel the governor, Joshua the high priest, and the prophets Haggai and Zechariah. hear the word of the Lord for the first level.
Son of man, he said to me, these bones are the people of Israel, the ones who are captive over in Babylon. They are saying, our bones are dry and we have lost all hope. We'll never get home. We are completely cut off. All the promises are down the drain. So prophesy and tell them that the Lord God says this, I will open your graves and raise you out of them. What was their graves? The country of Babylon. He's going to get them out of that grave back to the promised land. He says, and I will bring you to the land of Israel. Then you will know I, the Lord, am Lord, when I open your graves and raise you, O my people. I will put my spirit in you. Yes, he's going to convert some of them, so there will be some believers around when Jesus comes, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land, that physical land of Palestine. Then you will know I, the Lord, said it and did it, and it happened. They returned. The temple was built. But there is more to the story. There is level two that the prophet is writing and prophesying about. And that level is the conversion of hearts. What does it say in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1? You were all born dead in trespasses and sins. When the doctor hit you, boom, and you started to live physically, you were still dead spiritually. You were born spiritually blind, dead, and an enemy of God, as the catechism says, based on the Bible. So the second level is about God taking people and bringing them to faith. That happened when Jesus was on earth. That was the start of it. And it moved from Jesus through Pentecost right to these pews at Bethlehem today. That is, if you are alive. Wake up. We still have a little ways to go. And this is what God is going to say, because here is how Jesus explained it. Jesus said, I tell you the absolute truth. Verily, verily, truly, truly. The hour is coming and now is. You got to pick that up out of this text. He says, the hour is here, now here, and when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who listen to it will live. Those who listened to Jesus came to faith. They became alive spiritually in the Holy Spirit, and the church grew into a very great army. Onward, Christian soldiers, we sing. And that army has been flourishing from the days of the apostles right up until this day, though we are sad to say, there is a great falling away taking place. Those who are on the internet, this week you read about the Southern Baptists, the Bible thumpers. Their attendance is way down across the whole Southern Baptist conference, as is happening in Lutheranism, Catholicism, Methodism. There is a great falling away, as I told the Bible class today. Jesus said, when I return, will there be anybody who even believes? He says, so that there is, I will cut the time short and come back sooner. Things are going to get worse before they get better in heaven. That's a warning to all of us. The devil is very decisive. And where people today who attend church one time in a month and say, I'm a steady churchgoer, God does not consider that right. He says, you're forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. My commandment says, remember the Sabbath day. And Jesus went into the synagogue as was his habit every Sunday. I don't have time. There are so many things to do. Well, why don't you take time now and then you can rest in heaven? That's what heaven's called, a resting place. Well, the second level, Jesus said, the time is now here. If you hear my voice and you believe, your dry bones become alive. You are living. You are resurrected. You are recreated. Listen to those verses again on that level. Son of man, he said to me, these bones are the people of Israel, the holy Christian church. All the people who believe in God in the New Testament age. They are saying, our bones are dry. Things are so bad in this world. We have lost all hope. Who can hope in political candidates? They all lie. Well, we are doomed. This is like being captive, just like they were in Babylon. We are completely cut off. My vote doesn't count for anything anymore. They're attacking the Christians. We hear ourselves saying that mentally to ourselves. So prophesy and tell them, the Lord says, I want to hold out some hope. I will open your graves and raise you out of them. I will bring you to a stronger faith so that you can hang on when other people are letting go. And I will bring you to the land of Israel. That land of Israel is called your pew that you are sitting in. God has brought you there to hear the word of the Lord. Then you will know I, the Lord, am Lord. When I open your graves and raise you, we know. We see him crucified. We see him risen. And he says, I will put my spirit in you. I will convert you. We confess it in our creeds, the work of the Holy Spirit. And you will live. And I will settle you in your own pew, in your own land. Okay? Then you will know I, the Lord, said it, and I did it, and we believe it. That's level two. What is level three? Well, level three is the resurrection on the last day. That's what that is all about when we get taken out of the captivity of this world. What did the last hymn in the old hymn book say? What is my home? Heaven is my home. I'm but a stranger here. We sing that, don't we? Now, Jesus had something to say about that also, about that glorious resurrection. Not just a physical resurrection, not just a spiritual one where you come to faith, but a glorious resurrection when you get your new body back and those bones will actually connect good. And they won't be filled with arthritis. And they won't be able to break. And you'll actually be able to walk like you did when you were young. That's that level, the glorious resurrection, where as fast as you can blink, Paul says, in the blink of an eye, we will all be changed. Some for good, some for bad. Well, where did Jesus say that? Also in John 5, listen to his words. Jesus speaking. He, that is God the Father, has also given me authority to execute judgment because I am the Son of Man. This should not surprise you, Jesus says, because the hour is coming, but notice what he does not add. He doesn't say the hour is coming and now is. He leaves that out of this passage. He says the hour is coming when all who are in their graves will hear my voice and will come out. Nope, it won't be like John 10 where he said, Lazarus, come out. You know, if Jesus wouldn't have said it that way, we could have had a real problem. If he would have just said, come out, all the graves in the entire world would have opened. But he said, Lazarus, come out. On the last day, he will simply say, come out. And every single grave from every day and age, the bones will come together from the dust. The soul and the spirit will be put back together with them, and they will live a great army. But two armies, one goat, one sheep, as Jesus said, and they will be separated. Those who did not accept Jesus Christ, who did not believe in him when the spirit moved them, yep, their bones will come together, but they'll still have the arthritis. They'll have all the pains. They'll be able to feel the fire of hell. They'll be hungry. They'll be tired. There will be no peace.
says my God, last verses of the book of Isaiah. But for you and me, who have been moved by the Holy Spirit to believe in God, our bodies will come together, a brand new body without blemish. Won't that be a great day? No doctors in heaven needed. No Aetna plan. No problems like that to fill out and pay a bill for the insurance. Or waiting in a hospital for an operation or an x-ray. None of that. Never hungry. Well, what's that feast all about that we're going to have in heaven? Well, we will be eating of Christ. He will be our strength forever and ever and ever. And so on that third level, here's what the text means. Son of man, he said to me, these bones are the people of Israel. They are the ones who are believers and will go to heaven. They are saying, our bones are dry. Oh, Lord, I've lived too long. When do I get to go to heaven like my husband or my wife who went before me or my child that died, as should never happen to a parent? We have lost all hope. It just looks absolutely hopeless. We are completely cut off. The faith starts to doubt. So God says, prophesy this and give them hope. I will open your graves and raise you out of them. Yes, on the last day, all the graves of our loved ones, our graves if we have died before that, the caskets will disappear. All the dust will become bones and muscle and skin and actual breath within us. And I will bring you to the land of Israel. That's called heaven. On the third level, he will bring us home. Then you will know I am the Lord when we see him in person in all his glory. And I will open the graves and raise you, O my people, and I will put my spirit in you in such a way that you will never have to battle sin again. I always say, and you've heard me say it before, I will be so happy to get to heaven and not have to say anymore, forgive me, I'm sorry, I blew it again. Never going to have to say that again. Never have to ask for forgiveness again, because you will be absolutely perfect, because your Savior's perfection will be part of your new body and your mindset. And he says, I will settle you in your home in heaven. Then you will know I am the Lord. We'll have no more doubts, no more weak faith. You'll know I did it, says the Lord. What a great text. One overall meaning, resurrection and recreation, but three levels of meaning as God talks to his people of all ages. May he penetrate your mind with this great message and have you not be dry bones of unbelief, but be very moist in faith, serving him. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you are searching for a church, join us at Bethlehem. We are located at 7500 State Road in Parma. This is our Sunday schedule, service at 8, classes at 9:30, service at 10:45. We also have a service on Mondays at 7 p.m. For many other ways to benefit from the Bible, visit our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.